The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I'm looking at Robin Perry Braun. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was a little off of my timing on that opening. My head, I think I might have been lucid dreaming for a minute.
Did you take that tea?
Was it a good dream?
No, but I have some yet. I have some magic dust in my tea. The spirit dust of the, hold on, I got to grab it.
Oh, yeah? Did you get that this weekend?
The moon dust.
Thing?
No, oh. I actually bought this at Nordstrom, but it's kind of along the same lines as, you know, if you believe something as you're drinking it. You know, or taking it like the X pill. Tomorrow, we've got Robert Richmond coming on the show. I've got his bio right here. So let me tell you a little bit about him. So he's the author of the book, The Culture Blueprint, A Systematic Guide to Building a High-Performance Workplace. And he was a manager and culture strategist at Zappos.com and co-founded Zappos Insights. And he is the, he took Zappos Insights from an idea to a multi-million dollar business line. And he has consulted for Google, Toyota, Eli Lilly, Whole Foods, Intuit, and he is also the creator of the X pill. So I'm really looking forward to having him on the air. And so it's all along those lines. So if you, it's a crazy story. You've got to watch. We put the video on Facebook, he basically thought it would be cool to go to Burning Man and take Tic Tacs and call them the X pill, and tell people that when they take the X pill, they can create whatever they want through intention. Which is kind of what we're going to be talking about today, the power of intention. But, you know, I was at Nordstrom and I saw this moon dust. And, of course, the packaging sucked me right in because it's just so pretty and stuff. And it's cool. You see moon dust. I'm like, oh, moon dust. I like that. Yeah. And so it's about beauty, brain, sex, power, spirit, and dreams. So each packet is a different packet. And then it's got the moon dust cosmic cooklet, which is like a booklet of recipes that you can use. And so this morning
what's in it? What are the ingredients?
Well, I've had too much coffee, so I thought I'm going to go for some moon dust. And so I chose the spirit one this morning.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to be drinking some spirit stuff, but I think it kind of like already did something to me.
Cool. Woohoo!
But so I'm trying to read.
And that's a free promo for Moon Dust. They're not even paying you to say that, are they?
Right. Well, I just think I love innovation. Yeah. I love entrepreneurship, ingenuity, all of it. Creativity.
I'm a firm believer in teas. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I use essential oils, but teas too. Yeah, teas are great.
Yeah, Danny, do you want one of these? I have Dream Dust. I have Sex Dust. I have Brain Dust.
Sex dust.
You were going to say that.
Yeah,
no,
baby.
I mean, what the heck is sex dust?
Here, Danny, I'm going to give you one. Dust. You drink it.
You give me some sex dust and it makes me sexy?
So is it tea? I'm confused.
You'll find out when you get home tonight and see if Robin, but don't tell her that you've taken the sex dust and see what happens. Or better yet, I've got two packets of sex dust.
Then again, she might.
How about I give you two packets and you guys drink it and then you see what happens.
You slip her some sex dust in her tea.
She might notice it. Is that what you're saying? I come home and it's like, okay, you're rather happy down there.
Well, see, and that's the thing. So the intention alone of thinking.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Absolutely. I remember at a health food thing one time I got this stuff. It was happy spray. And this is before I really, really understood frequency. And, it was before aromatherapy was big. This is a long time ago. And so I bought a bottle of happy spray. And anytime my kids would be complaining, I'd get the happy spray out. And they would go, Mom, I need some happy spray.
Oh, my gosh.
And you sprayed over them. It wasn't internal. It was
right.
And now that I understand essential oils and the power of frequency and vibration, I'm like, oh. okay. It actually did. Yeah. It wasn't just a placebo effect. There was actually some science behind
it. Well, yeah, and that's the thing that's so fascinating, especially about what you do. You know, as a you're an emotion code energy practitioner, you do a lot of work like this from a holistic perspective, and it's very real. And people don't realize that intention is everything. You can create what you fear, and you can create what you want.
Well, you know, we're in this culture where we reduce everything to this physical body, and yet people will use words like, oh, I got a bad vibe from them. Mm-hmm. Most people generally believe in acupuncture, that there's a reality
right.
to that. Or they go, yeah, my aura or my, you know, it's like we understand that we have this kind of energetic body. We understand this idea of consciousness, that it's separate from your brain and your body, but then we don't know how to weave it into our mm-hmm. beliefs or a thought to understand, well, what role does it play?
Yeah, know? I actually, when I was at getting that book at, or not book, excuse me, the Moondust at yeah. Nordstrom, and the same, it was in one of their pop-up shops, and they have like cool products from all over the world. There was a book called The Intuitive Being by Jill Willard.
Uh-huh. She's on next week.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. I didn't. Well, good.
Wow.
Good job, Lexi.
Know.
Yeah, and I love this. Connect with spirit, find your center, and choose an intentional life.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And Robert Richman has obviously tapped into this. I find
yes.
it just like so fascinating. He's incredibly talented and funny as well. It's going to be a great show tomorrow having him on as well. And so, yeah. And so what do you want people to know that if the almost like, you know, intention 101?
Well, I think that if we could educate ourselves to understand, and when I first see a client, or if I'm trying to teach a crowd how powerful their thoughts are, here's what I'll do. You know, so a muscle test is a strong and a weak. You know, I'll use their arm. And so what I'll do is I'll have the person's back to the audience, and I'll have somebody in the audience that I can't see have a thumbs up or thumbs down signal.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say there's 10 people in the audience, and I'll say, okay, when you do a thumbs up, I want everybody to think positive thoughts about this person whose back is to you that I'm muscle testing. And when you do a thumbs down, you know, think negative thoughts. And
mm-hmm.
I said, and be really focused on your thinking. Don't cheat. You know, let's do the experiment the right way.
Cheaters never win, winners never cheat.
And so I can't see if it's thumbs up or up, thumbs down. So I have no knowledge. I can't affect the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the person can't affect the outcome. And 100% of the time when they're thinking positive thoughts, they'll muscle test strong. And 100% of the time when they're thinking negative thoughts, they'll muscle test weak. And so in this very real demonstration, I'll say, you don't understand that your thoughts create energy. Your energy has a frequency, and it goes out from your body and into your body. So it creates health in you or unhealth, and they've proven this scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
And it also affects the world and out there. It affects the corporate, because we're all connected. It affects out, it affects in, every thought you think. Now, if you really believed, and I'll say this to people, if you really believed that every thought you think would manifest what you're thinking, would you spend a little more time paying attention to what you're thinking?
Oh, wow. I love that message. You know, you hear this expression, or at least I do in my world when I read and stuff. And it's like, almost like a mantra, you know, that I use to keep myself in a positive mood, regardless of what life throws at me sometimes, is that you are what you think.
Yeah.
You become what you think.
And I will say you attract what you believe,
because
mm-hmm. then the law of attraction,
right?
Quantum physics says whatever vibration you're at, you will attract things on the same vibration.
Yeah.
And whatever, so in a nutshell, what you believe is what you will cause to manifest in your life and what you will attract into your life.
Do you believe that too, Lexi? Danny, what do you guys think about all this? Because you never say very much when we're talking about subjects like this.
I totally believe it. Totally. Because I mean... When I'm in a better place, I mean, you do better. It exuberates onto other people.
Yeah.
You make other people happy,
mm-hmm.
and you do it unknowingly. So mm-hmm. it's
yeah, and
I think it's
where
super
the
powerful.
Key is, and where, you know, there's tons of law of attraction speakers out there, tons of them.
Right.
But only a very small percentage of people can make it work for them. And here's why: your subconscious is like exponentially more powerful than your conscious mind, and because we're like icebergs, our subconscious is 95% of what's going on.
Right. You know, I put a Facebook post on, I think it was Adrift, about the subconscious, because, of course, when you're floating, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, you tap into that subconscious, and that's what releases a lot of these past traumas and stress and everything, why it's so powerful at treating post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, and all these things, anxiety, depression, and people, and the people, a couple of people commented basically back that it was BS. That was BS. That's not proven. I mean, they were just very argumentative.
Actually, it is proven.
It is. I know. And I wasn't going to argue with them and ruin my vibe, kill my vibe.
Right.
I would never. How do I say this nicely without you? You know, I am one of those skeptics.
Okay.
I would never say BS. It's almost like I am agnostic when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I want to believe. Mm-hmm. Prove it to me.
Well, so what's happened is that, you know, for a few decades, this has all been put into this category of New Age and metaphysical. But what started happening 10, 15 years ago is quantum physics, which has been around since Einstein and before, but the written evidence of... and the average person's IQ isn't high enough to understand quantum
physics.
Well, I've
seen the show Quantum Leap. That's so fake.
That's a TV show.
Yeah.
Did you just snort?
I just snorted on that.
You snorted. So when you can take science and explain something scientifically that is, it's different than Newtonian science, but it's explained scientifically. So this is not a metaphysical principle or just a spiritual principle or a woo-woo principle or whatever. There's science to prove that this is true.
Mm-hmm. And lots of authors, great authors out there, like Jack Kornfield. You know, he's one of the leaders in this. And I've got the book by Lynn McTaggart, The Intention Experiment, one of my favorites in front of me. Can't wait to talk about this. And we're also, Laura Richardson is going to be joining us. The top 10 reasons married couples end up in divorce court.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Super positive.
Yeah, but we're going to turn it into something positive, because that's what we do here. All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Did he say goodbye to you, or did you kick him out?
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man. That's Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and Laura Richardson. We're all in studio now. How you doing, Laura?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Good to see you.
Yes,
really good to see you.
It's awesome to be here.
Well, we're going to be talking about intention first, and then we'll go to the top 10 reasons that married couples end up in divorce court.
Yes.
I can speak on that.
Yes. I
think we all can. Or just relationships in general. But you know, relationships are a part of our life, all of our lives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just something that needs, you know, it's going to be a good conversation.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll try to, you know, just turn it into something very informative instead of something negative.
Absolutely. Right. And it will take a couple of tidbits from my experience.
Yeah.
And that'll be helpful, I think, for your listeners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some tidbits too.
Yes.
I've got
I've got lots of tidbits.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I was thinking about this as I was driving in here today, like the history of relationships that I've been in. I've been engaged 3 times. I've been married twice. Mm-hmm. One was a long marriage. One was a short marriage. But I think back to like my first relationship and how it started. And of course, you have to have the attraction first.
Right.
You get asked out on a date. And so my first date, we went to McDonald's. I think I've told this story on the air before. Mm-hmm. And my first boyfriend was German. His family was German from our hometown. He went to a different high school. I went to Catholic high school. He went to public high school. Mm-hmm. But we knew the same kids, you know, in the crowd. And like he in fact, my brother, because his last name was Fiaschetti, their lockers, because he was like 2 years older than me, his locker was right next to my older brother, Mike.
Okay.
And so he knew who I was. Okay. And I was kind of a tomboy. So I was always doing stuff with my brothers.
Yeah.
So we went out on a date. We went to McDonald's and we went to go get our food. And I insisted on paying for my food. And he was like, what? And I said, no, I can pay for my own food. Mm-hmm. I mean, I already had a job. And so and he was like, I like you, Fiaschetti.
Yeah.
And 7 years later, we broke up. But he was my first boyfriend.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Yeah. And we were engaged and just never got married. Yeah. And but it's kind of funny how.
I wonder if you'd let him pay for your meal, what would have happened?
Well, is that a bad thing? I mean, what do men want? I mean, you think they want a woman that's independent that wants to pull her own weight, right?
I don't know. I'm a little traditional. I think if a man asks me out to dinner, I'm going to let him pick up the tab. I mean, if we agree to go out or meet for coffee or we're just friends, that's different.
And this is great conversation because why?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that? Why does he have to? Why does he have to pay? Why don't you pay?
Well, if I asked him out on a date, then I should probably pay.
Is that how it works?
I just feel it's
how it should. Danny, how should it work? You're the gentleman here.
Oh, I have no idea. Don't drag me into this.
I think the biggest thing
is... Let me just be clear, Danny. I'm dragging you in the whole show.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't get the weasel out.
I think Robin had a good point. If you ask out someone, at least go Dutch.
Yeah.
But I don't mind... I don't mind if someone... You know, if you're dating, offer.
Yeah.
You're not going to you're not going to win, but offer. Because chances are, 9 out of 10 guys, you know, if they are gentlemen, they'll say, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
You're not picking this up. But it, you know, or offer for the tip, you know, or something like that.
And I never correlated feeling independent to having to show something financial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I think it just my personality was very independent and strong and confident in my equality with a man. So I didn't feel like I had to but the other thing is, as a therapist, I'm exceedingly sensitive to things that emasculate a man and the importance of not emasculating men.
No, I agree. Yeah. And I absolutely agree. And
anybody who takes me out is going to find it real quick. I'm going to expect them to pay. You know?
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that funny? The different perspectives.
Yeah.
And so,
you're going to have to pay. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, hey, take me to the mansion.
Right.
You know, he's going to spend $500 on dinner. But I'm just simply saying that, you know, I'm going to expect him to pay. And I just think boyfriends treat and husbands support. So I don't expect any type of long-term financial responsibility from anybody that I'm dating.
Right.
Yeah. But he's just treating me when we're going out.
Right.
He's not paying my car note. Okay, you know, so that's just
well,
me.
And it can be, you know, you can reciprocate back and forth.
Sure, yeah, you can. Sure, fine. If it's his birthday,
I think
sure.
It's about having the open conversation.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And if that man feels it's important for his sense of masculinity to be the one that picks up the tab, you let him. Yeah.
Do you think this is an age thing? So, Lexi, how do you feel about it?
I was just about to say. So, I've been dating this guy for about a month and 2 months, mm-hmm. 2 months
He's,
or so.
I really like him too. His name is Ryan.
Yes, this is Ryan.
I missed the breakup.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was on the DL.
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay. But, I kind of knew that might be coming, but
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. But he, I mean, he paid for everything every time we went out for like the first couple weeks. And mm-hmm. like if, say, we drove through Chick-fil-A or whatever, I would pay if I was driving just because that way he's not having to hand me his card.
Right.
And so like I treat him here and there. Like the other day we got Chipotle. I treated him and he was like, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, you pay for everything. You pay
right.
for everything. I'm not going to sit there and just let you keep paying for everything.
Right.
I feel weird.
I think it has to be a balance.
Right.
So
there
I like
to be
reciprocate.
A balance.
You know what my balance is the, is, you know, when you're going out to dinner, a nice restaurant,
mm-hmm.
the guy pays. But
yeah.
what Lexi just said,
why?
But just listen. But what Lexi said, it means a lot to us. All you know, just buy us a Starbucks,
right?
You know,
yeah.
or like she said, oh, we're going through a drive-through Chick-fil-A. Oh no, I got
it's
this.
It's not about the act; it's about the meaning.
I find the
exactly.
whole thing so antiquated, though. I really do in thinking,
but it's still about the meaning. And
mm-hmm.
if that's what their belief, you know, you don't want to go against how somebody feels or believes about an act.
And like last night, we went to the grocery store because he's house sitting. So he was like, let's cook some meals and, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And so he bought like chicken and ground turkey. He's going to make spaghetti and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted wine and some fruit and things like that. I went to a separate checkout and I was like, I'm getting my stuff. You get yours. I'm not making you pay for that.
Good for you.
So
well, yeah, that's fine. If you know,
yeah.
if it's going to be stuff that's left over, you're going to take home or whatever. If it's
right.
groceries,
I just think it's good to exercise your independence. Why does a man have to pay for everything? I just think it's so old fashioned.
But
I mean,
I think the intimacy of a
belief.
Dinner, I think
right.
the intimacy of a dinner, it should be the guy.
I do too.
But if it's a casual, you know, or if it's like,
what do you mean by
know,
the intimacy of the
intimacy
dinner?
Of
so, like,
a dinner
he's gonna
is like
get,
going
you know
to,
what afterwards,
going to,
right?
No, I mean,
is that
going,
why?
No, the intimacy of going to like a nice steakhouse or
right.
or in you know an Italian restaurant,
right.
And then the casual end of it going to you know
Starbucks.
A Smashburger or
yeah,
a Starbucks
yeah.
or something like that.
Well, and I don't know. I guess I'm sorry we're talking about this because I don't want to really talk about this, but
no,
I do.
Fine.
But
no,
I,
it's
but
good.
I,
it's good conversation because
it,
well,
it is
and
good
I
conversation.
Think the bottom line is we come down to is understanding what's in someone's heart.
Right.
How do they see the world?
Well, and it's
how
about expectation, too, because
yes.
if a man is buying you dinner because he's expecting sugar afterwards, okay, and I'm not talking about dessert, okay,
mm-hmm.
Then he's doing it for the wrong reasons. And maybe you don't have as much money as he does, and or maybe he's used to eating in finer
well,
restaurants.
How long are we in the relationship, if it, you know,
right? This is a first date.
Yeah.
This
well, yeah,
yeah.
And if you're married yeah. and you're equally, you know, supporting, paying the bills at home, and money is like
it's joint anyway.
I
yeah.
understand that.
Here's
it
a good
makes
example.
A man feel like a man to get the check. I get it.
No,
but
here's a good example. Is I got a text from Robin just you know about an hour ago. Hey, meet me at Muya Burgers tonight. My treat. I was
oh,
like,
that's
okay,
so
cool.
Sweet. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, because we're gonna.
But,
go to one
and
of her.
I think
she's got a school function, and she
right.
goes before
and
the school function.
That's super cool.
You know, so that's great.
Yeah,
but you know, I want a guy to hold a door open for me.
Yeah,
I want him.
I
and
oh,
too.
I love it when a man holds.
I went
a door
on
for
a
me.
Date not a couple years back, and and the guy made sure he walked on the outside of me face to the
mm-hmm.
curb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I don't want
I'm
a
like,
brown
who does
nose
that anymore. Right?
I don't
well,
want
yeah.
a brown nose, but are there guys out there that don't? That don't do that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there
yes.
are.
Yes.
Well, they're
they
just
are.
Not well trained. They haven't been trained to do
you
it.
You know what
yeah.
earlier I was talking about walking into Nordstrom a couple of days ago or
yeah.
last week when I got the moon dust? There was a gentleman and his with his girlfriend or wife, I don't know, they were a couple, and he held the door for me too, and I turned and I looked at her and I said, you've got yourself a gentleman there. So I do appreciate
well, even,
it.
Yeah. I tell you what, even what kind of one of my pet peeves is when, again, I'm brown nosing here, but when men don't let women in the elevator first.
I
they go
it.
Right in front,
right.
you know, when we're, you know,
see,
when,
I
let's
think
say,
that's
let's
a
say there's four women and
more
four
than
men.
Anything. That's
you
a
know.
Training issue. I
yeah.
think there's,
yeah.
I think there's like, intuitively etiquette stuff,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and then there's stuff that somebody had to teach you.
No, I love that. I love a man that's a gentleman. Sure. I could never even see myself with a man that's not a gentleman.
I need it.
Like, if you're not a gentleman, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. So we just blew through a whole segment talking about that. Oh my gosh.
That's okay.
But it's
okay.
All good stuff. Yeah. All right, everyone. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Laura Richardson in studio and Robin Perry Braun. I guess we're going to start with you, Robin. We blew through that last segment, but how much fun was that?
Well, we talked a lot about what I'm going to talk about in the opening segment.
Right. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So Robin Perry Braun, for those of you just joining us, is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. That's oneliferadio.com. And you know what? You can download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device. And just a big shout out to our sponsors, because they bring this great programming to you. Crazy Water is, and you know, Crazy Water, I just read a thing this morning about how contaminated even our tap water is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually have a
friend recently who got a parasite from drinking water in a restaurant.
Wow.
What?
Wow. And Crazy Water is such a good brand. It really is. It's got all the minerals. It comes straight out of Mineral Wells, Texas, right out of the earth, straight to you. And of course, Charlotte's Web. I'm giving the hemp oil to my dog, Zeus, now regularly.
Oh, so I think I'm going to have to start doing that. Bonnie is limping like crazy.
Well, and they have a canine version too. So it really does help with pain, both emotional and physical, at least for me personally. I'm speaking for my own personal self. And of course, Squatty Potty, great company, and Sun Warrior. Can't say enough about it. Had my Sun Warrior Soul Good protein bar this morning after my workout with Tina, and I'm feeling so good.
Yes.
I actually put 3 in there for you guys to take to snack on throughout the day. If you get hungry, throw it in your purse.
Like 3 apiece or 3 all share?
Well, you
I
can,
just took one.
Well, yeah, no, everybody take one.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I didn't.
Yeah. So, you know, this is one of my favorite subjects that we're talking about today, Robin, the power of intention. I've got my book, The Intention Experiment, one of my all-time favorite books. And, you know, I'm just going to read that the Intention Experiment rests on an outlandish premise that thought affects physical reality.
Yes, it does.
It does. And so I love that we're talking about. So for people just now joining us, what is intention?
Well, we can just think of intention as focused thoughts, and they're usually going to be either positive or negative. So, you know, we use this word all the time, like, well, what was your intention? Like, when you did an act, was your intention to be manipulative? Was it sincere? Was it, you know, there's a payoff for you? So we talk about this idea of intention, which is bigger than what you see. So what was the thought or the belief or the focus behind an action or even just a thought?
Well, people don't practice mindfulness. And sometimes they say the worst things that they regret. And you can't take some things back.
Words have power.
Words have a lot of power.
And so do thoughts.
And so do thoughts. And how you talk to somebody else and how you treat somebody else is intention.
So one of the most powerful manifestations of this truth were the experiments of Dr. Masaru Emoto. And for those of you who want to Google that, I will spell it. It's Masaru Emoto. And he was a Japanese scientist. And what he did was he took water from a contaminated dam area and he put it in little separate vials. And what he did was, on a lot of the vials, he actually took words and wrote them on a piece of paper and taped them to the vial. So these words weren't spoken. They weren't, you know, read out loud. They were actually just written on a piece of paper, stuck to the vial for a period of time. And then he froze the water. And then he cut a slice of the ice and he put it under a microscope. And you can Google the images on this and see. And so anytime there was a positive or beautiful word, thank you, you're beautiful, I love you, the water froze in these beautiful snowflake-looking crystals.
It's so crazy. So he never spoke a word to these vials of water.
In these cases, the words, nothing was spoken over them. They were sat alone in a void facility. There was no human interaction with them, just a word on a piece of paper. And then some of them he did use music, you know, heavy metal music versus classical music. Some of it he had people remotely send a prayer. So I want you to pray for this vial of water. Pray positive things for this pile of water. He had 500 people pray for a vial of water. This experiment has been repeated hundreds of times.
Okay.
And in every case, if it was a positive intention, it was a beautiful outcome, snowflake-looking crystal. If it was a negative intention, it was chaotic, it was broken, it was ugly. It had no form, it had no order. In all of those cases, a reproduction of this experiment has been where people take rice, and average people have done this, two bowls of rice, and put it in a container. Now, you know, eventually any food's going to mold or mildew.
Right.
And one of them, they leave it alone, or even three. So one they leave alone, one they speak curse words over, and one they speak blessings over. And they go a period of time, and this has been repeated. And the one they speak curses over molds fast. The one they do nothing to, you know, there's a normal decay. And then the one they speak positive things over doesn't go bad. I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing. I know the first time I ever heard anything about this, really, was just a few years ago. Jill Lane was talking about microwaving water and how it kills the water. It kills the plant if you take microwave water and pour it into the plants. And that same energy, you know, it's about natural positive energy.
Oh, there's so many experiments with plants having thought or intention and reacting to not just animals, which we believe animals have a consciousness, but even plants. And it's just amazing when we really, really, really understand. Now, what quantum physics says is that every thought you think has a frequency, has an energy that's going out and going in. And brain science has shown that when you think negative thoughts, it actually causes your brain to create toxins. And those toxins affect you negatively.
Right.
So, yes, what's interesting is that even the AMA will tell you that 90% of all disease is rooted in emotions and beliefs.
Wow.
But they don't train, in allopathic medicine, they don't train them to find the root cause. They just train them to treat the symptom. Yeah. But they'll admit that they know that for a fact that we cause our own disease in our body.
Yeah.
With the exception of things like radiation or toxicity or, you know, GMOs or pesticides.
Right.
EMFs and trauma to the body, you know, physical trauma. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in those two categories, that's not something we created. It was done to
us. Emotional trauma, too.
But I just meant physical trauma.
Right.
But emotional stuff, we still create it by what we do with it. If we don't process stuff, we hold it inside. It has a negative frequency. It continues to attract more negativity, and it has a damaging effect on our body. And I constantly have clients who come in with physical issues, and I will muscle test it. It's an emotional root. We do work on that emotional route and the physical pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So me and thousands of other practitioners find the same result over and over and over again, because our energetic body, we call it our vital body, our subtle body, because you can't see it, really is the trumps our physical body. And our physical body is a manifestation of what's going on in our energetic body.
Well, it's so interesting, all of this. I find it absolutely fascinating. Laura, what do you think about all this?
Well, you know, I see it a whole lot, you know, even when I was practicing law, you know, I see that, you know, the thoughts or the intentions of mm-hmm. people and how it really affects their ability even to think critically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sort of think about, okay, you know, we have this situation, you know, we need to find a solution to it. And the person who is really steeped in negativity, it's so much harder for them to mm-hmm. really think about the future and think about, you know, what they need to do to move forward.
Right.
And, you know, and the very opposite thing for the person who has a more optimistic outlook and can really allow things to kind of roll off their back or process things the way Robin says,
mm-hmm.
Is really, I see that a whole lot. And it's absolute truth. Robin is absolutely right.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's a great segue mm-hmm. here in just a couple minutes to what we're going to talk about, is the top 10 reasons married couples end up in divorce court.
Yes. Right.
But the power of intention is incredible. It really, really is. What do you want people to know,
well,
Robin?
Well, what I want them to know is that at this point, you can pay attention to your thoughts. You have the ability to be both conscious and present and paying attention to what you're thinking. You can take your thoughts captive. You can switch them. You can take a negative, even if you're in fear, and create a positive outcome moving into your future. The subconscious work is a little bit harder. It takes more effort. It takes more work. It takes a higher level of mindfulness to get to where those subconscious roots are. And it may take getting another person involved.
Mm-hmm.
And just a simple, simple understanding is, if you got bit by a dog when you were 3 and you have no memory of being bit by a dog, but anytime a dog gets close to you, you jump.
Mm-hmm.
You have that subconscious memory going on 24/7 that makes you afraid of dogs subconsciously. Even if after you jump, you go back and pet the dog, your initial reaction is because you have stored that trauma that has not been processed.
Mm-hmm.
You multiply that times 100, 1,000 times, because we have emotional interactions every single day.
Love the stuff. Love talking with you. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Laura Richardson coming up. The next segment, we're going to be talking about the 10 reasons married couples end up in divorce court. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Spring has arrived and it's time to decorate for weddings, parties, and outdoor events. At Christmas Light Source, we know that lighting is the easiest way to add sparkle to all of your celebrations. Choose round bulbs to light your patio or the latest in LED lights to wrap your trees. See our blog for the latest tips and design guides. Our customers have been lighting up their lives since 2005. See us online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
We hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
Oh my gosh, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Robin Perry Braun in studio with me and Laura Richardson. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who does Skype sessions all over the world. She's an emotion code energy practitioner and an integrated life practitioner. And Laura Richardson, I love this woman. She's new to the show. She brings so much to the table. She is a life coach, a family law attorney, and certified advanced mediator. I wish I had you a few years ago. But Laura has been practicing family law in Texas for the past 13 years, and she has been licensed as an attorney in New York for the past 22 years. She equips her clients to come out stronger from their breakup by helping to deal with problems with their ex disappear, helping clients to move from hurt to healing, and helping clients re-enter the dating world and find that healthy, red-hot relationship that they've dreamed of. Yes. And Laura is the creator of How to Move On After Divorce.com. She is divorced and lives in the Dallas area. Okay, so the 10 top reasons that married couples end up in divorce court.
Yes, let's start out with number 10, physical and emotional abuse. And so, you can imagine how that's just going to erode, our relationship, especially, physical abuse. I don't really need to go into that too much other than, just making sure, and I've seen it on both sides, not mm-hmm. just women being the right. victims, both men
oh,
and
absolutely.
Women. And so just needing to get to that safe place and really getting the help that they need to really get out of that situation. And emotional abuse, too, and that could mean, just a lot of things. I'm sure a lot of things that Robin has talked about. People just need to make sure they're interacting with, the person that they want to be with on a very healthy level. Like mm-hmm. I said, like Robin talks about low energy and really being steeped in negativity. And, if you park there and stay there, you're just not going to be able to hold anything together because that's not its nature and character. Negativity is not, it doesn't hold on. It's not the glue. It's the knife that cuts it apart.
One of the things I find with emotional abuse is that most people will stay in it a lot longer because it's like jello. Like, how it makes you feel, but you can't articulate that it's wrong, because it does. It's subtle, but it's just so erosive. Yes.
Well, it's funny when I was, I'll be very candid here. So I was talking about who were now really good friends. My first boyfriend became physically abusive, physically abusive, and mm-hmm. I had to leave the relationship.
Yeah.
And he was very controlling, and so. It's funny, and I forgave him long ago, and he went for therapy, got himself healed, and
good.
We're friends now. I'm friends with his family, but, it's amazing, how things can change.
Yeah, it can change, and sometimes, too, some people don't change for the better, you have to be kind of mindful of that and watch for the signs, mm-hmm. and, I'm not saying be paranoid, but, you really just have to be watchful for those types of things, like Robin says, and also, like you've experienced, it's been very subtle.
Yeah.
All right, so also, number 9, different priorities and interests, and sometimes some people, they swipe these red flags under the rug and they realize, there are some things that, hey, we don't really see eye to eye on this, but, they'll move forward anyway, mm-hmm. and they'll get married and, they'll realize, when the stress comes, and when they're feel like they have their back against the wall, they will, realize that they don't have that unity and harmony that they really need to really push through the more difficult times, and that could really have them end up being in divorce court.
I don't know. I mean, I believe in having your own freedom of thought. You don't have to be exactly like the other person.
Right.
But there are some real, very big topics or subjects or things that I just think are so divisive in a relationship, like religion. You have to have the same belief system, right. I think,
or
money. Yes. You know,
how you think about money,
or
raising kids. You know, let me just take a page from my life. I knew before I got married that we did not have the same ideas about raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we didn't have any, that was still something that, you know, should have
been a red flag.
Yes, right. Absolutely. You know, those bells and whistles should have really been ringing so loud in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways that they did. But, you know, for me, you know, just being a woman of color, thinking that I had such a small pool of men, of eligible men to date and marry, I compromised and blew through those red flags, and shame on me, because I knew better even back then, even my 20s. So I can't say, you know, Laura, you know better, you do better, as Maya Angelou used to say. But to be honest, I knew, and I just said, you know what? Nobody's perfect, and you know, he'll learn. He'll change his mind.
I'll fix him.
I'll be able to convince him. Not.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You
or
know,
the magical
that
thinking.
Yeah, yes. That's right. The magical thinking. You know, looking for the miracle, you know, and, you know, and realizing that you couldn't change them.
Well, I think everybody struggles, you know, to find someone that they can share their life with.
Yeah.
Whether it be temporarily or, you know, long term. But it's the most natural thing on earth.
Yes, absolutely. And also being marriage ready, being ready for marriage. And I talk a lot about this, you know, really realizing who you are, what your core values are. You know, are you ready financially? You know, what do you think about money? You know, do you budget? Do you understand, you know, how to get to where you want to be? You know, that you're going to need to save money to buy a house, all those good things. And a lot of times, you know, people are just, you know, living so much in the moment that they don't really think about those things. You know, what are going to be your core values that you're going to impart to your kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you ready to have kids? Do you even want to have kids? Sometimes people don't even talk about that until, you know, they suspect they're pregnant,
right.
You know, and it's, you know, all of those things. And so you have to be careful.
Oh, on this list is weight gain. I was like, what?
Well, for some people, that's a deal breaker. I mean, let me just take another page of my life. My weight has fluctuated wildly. I mean, back in my 20s, you know, I used to be a marathoner. I mean, literally, I run New York and Los Angeles marathons.
Oh.
But in my 30s, you know, life happened. I got depressed and I blew up to about 207 pounds. You know, I was about a size 18. I'm size 10 now. So if you look at me, you know, you see me this snapshot in time. But, you know, I was robust and healthy and, you know, all those good things. I, you know, I'm still not curvy.
You chubbed up.
Yes, okay. I did. But anyway.
Well, that's one of the top reasons for divorce. I find that really interesting.
Some people, it is too bad because it shouldn't be.
Yeah, because you can lose weight if you're still the same person.
Absolutely.
You know, or maybe you went through, I've had times in my life where I've just gone through a lot of, whether it be my father, I saw my father through death, through hospice, you know, and, you know, you're going to have trials in life. And I mean, I never chubbed up that much, but I mean, you know, 10, 15 pounds are when I was pregnant, 20 pounds.
Pregnancy's different.
Pregnancy's different.
Yeah, that's different.
But I was just thinking of that, you know, that comeback you teach people if somebody says you're fat and you say, well, I may be fat, but you're ugly and I can lose weight.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh my gosh. Danny, would you break up with a girl for gaining weight? Or a wife?
Of course not.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
But
you know, but in reality, it can affect your sex life. It, you know, if you've got an issue with heaviness, it can affect those
I'm
things.
I'm just going to say
and
this.
Your self-esteem on the woman. So it can snowball into something
bigger.
You know,
it's not just the women,
than
too.
Just the weight gain.
I mean, guys will gain weight and women could force them to wander off.
And I've seen that. People walking to my office, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Where does family trauma fall into this list? Like, if, you know, a loss of a child.
Oh wow, that's
yeah.
A big one.
Sometimes, that's a good one. Sometimes, you know, it also kind of depends on, you know, what happens. I mean, I know some people have heard about the Brian Longcar story and about, you know, how his daughter passed away and that, you know, I think she might have said some unkind things before she passed away, and that he just internalized that and couldn't deal with it and didn't know how to release that. And And
tragic.
It overcame him. So, you know, you can have that or it could lead to divorce. People just not being able to forgive themselves.
Yeah. You have a loss of a child, yes. and there may, if it was an accidental death, and mm-hmm. how do you not blame? And, you know, so yeah. absolutely.
Especially on a man, because, you know, they think, you know, I have to protect my kids.
Right.
Yeah. And right. so, yeah, that's a real hard thing.
Lack of communication is on this. I yes. think lack of communication breaks down all relationships.
Absolutely.
Business doesn't matter.
All
what
of them.
Communication absolutely. Is the key yes. to success.
Absolutely. Yes. And also money, you know, how you treat money, what you mm-hmm. do with money. You know, my ex was just an inside saboteur. You know, he could not have, he just blew up, he just burned a hole in his pocket.
And well, if he earned it, let him burn it.
Well, sorry,
yeah, but not if the rent it. Doesn't get paid.
That's the, there you go.
Well,
that's right.
I'm talking about yes. the excess.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, yes.
After
absolutely.
The bills are paid.
Yes, well, that was a problem. Bills weren't paid.
All right. You guys yes. always love having you in studio. Thank you yes. so much, Laura,
thank
Robin,
you.
Danny, Lexi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it. And another big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, and Sun Warrior. They are like-minded and bring this content to you. Thank you so much, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.